Jack, domestic automakers gained market share, according to this last round of numbers. They collectively hold about 47% of the market share. How does that compare with the numbers historically?
Well, I think if you told any auto executive 50 years ago, Jen, that in 2012 they would have, or 2011, they would have 47% of the market, they would drop dead in horror. You know, this is a little better than the year before when it was 45-something percent. But, you know, historically, if you look, even in 1990, the big three alone had a 72% market share, and they were very concerned about that. Prior to the 1970s, any foreign market share was negligible, under 10%, certainly. And so we've had a rude awakening in the last decade.
So how has the auto show played into how automakers present their company image to the public? Have we seen a change in the role the auto show plays?
Well, we certainly have. In the 60s, it was all about models, provocatively dressed women models, sometimes you might say, draped over the tail fins of cars, and everybody, it was all about what the cars looked like. And then as time went on and gasoline prices went up and we got more environmentally conscious, there are other factors involved. But the auto show has also reflected the psychological concerns of Detroit. If you went to this auto show, as I did in 2009, there was sort of a atmosphere of foreboding, gloom and doom. Nobody knew if Chrysler or GM were going to make it, were going to survive as companies. But then it's sort of steadily gotten better. It was much better last year. And then this year, there's this real sense of optimism. One thing they're optimistic about, while they'll never return to the market share, as far as we know, that the automakers used to have, and they haven't returned to the sales volumes, they've gotten lean and mean. They can be profitable at 11 million total units, say. In the old days, before some of the efficiencies that the bankruptcies imposed on people, they had to sell at least 15 million vehicles a year to be profitable.
When we look at the cultural role the Detroit Three have played in Michigan, have we seen a shift in that role?
Well, obviously, they're somewhat humbled. In fact, people say the Detroit Three. In the old days, it was always the Big Three. And when you've had two of the Big Three have the almost unimaginable experience of going through bankruptcy, and one of the big three that did that, Chrysler, now really being the subsidiary of an Italian corporation, Fiat, it makes for things being a little humbling. But while they're not the mass employer that they used to be by any means, they are still the biggest chunk of the Detroit area economy, biggest chunk of the Michigan manufacturing economy. And the auto industry is always going to be important, even if it isn't the be-all and end-all the way it used to be.
As you know, Detroit is facing some serious financial issues right now, but there was an announcement recently that the North American International Auto Show is going to remain in Detroit for the next 5 years. What does that mean for Detroit, which has had this long history with the auto show?
Well, that's right. It's more than a century now. Had Detroit lost the North American International Auto Show, it would have been a total disaster for the city. And they have to make some improvements and expansions of Cobo Center, where the auto show has been going on for the last half century. But I think it is a very good thing. It's a stabilizing element. If you took this auto show away from Detroit, there was talk of taking it maybe to the Rock Financial Center in Novi or some other such place. It was really one more mark of disrespect and one more mark that Detroit is, for want of a better word, dying. Holding on to this mainstay, this anchor, is just a good thing. And it's always been sort of a feel-good thing for Detroit in January. It's hard to feel good in Detroit in January, but the auto show made a lot of people feel that way.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.